Welcome to the Synthetic Media Podcast. I'm your host, Henrik de Cure. Join me for interviews and thoughts on the ever-expanding topic of synthetic media. You can find my book on synthetic media on Amazon. Subscribe to this podcast for free. Follow us on syntheticmediapodcast.com and enjoy today's episode.
My name is John Androcho. I'm from the Basque Country in Spain. I studied aerospace engineering in Madrid, but I soon specialized in artificial intelligence with a final degree project in natural language processing, specifically sentiment analysis. Later, I worked as a data scientist for a renewable energy corporation, also with some machine learning algorithms. And it was after that I had my first contact with synthetic media in a startup that I co-founded called Bidext. However, I'm currently not working there, but in another artificial intelligence company, which is specialized in privacy issues.
John, how are you involved with synthetic media?
During my time in that startup, that I started working with synthetic media, two entrepreneurs called John and Peñat contacted me via LinkedIn to start a project called Bidext. The idea was, still is, to automatically generate videos in a scalable way for different purposes, such as e-learning or personalized marketing. The similar idea could be like doing deepfakes, but for using them for some good purposes, economically legitimate purposes. And well, during that time, it was kind of the CTO of the startup, but we were a small team, so sometimes I think that it's not the most appropriate thing to call myself CTO, but I know that they are still growing and they are currently working in Valencia, in Spain, with a growing team.
John, what are the biggest challenges and successes you've seen with synthetic media?
Well, I think that one of the main challenges is the one that has been so many times told, involving fake news and generating those deep fakes or those kind of synthetic media for some kind of evil purposes or for some with bad intentions to mislead any kind of information, both political, economical, or any kind of information. But I think that that has to be addressed with also with technological advantages. And I think that it has to be done both technologically with big companies such as Twitter or YouTube and Instagram, and also in a political way. But I also believe that synthetic media has more advantages than disadvantages. And I think that the main advantage is to the possibility to democratize media creation so that anyone can create media content like before was only possible with high cost and with a big team that only big companies could afford.
John, what advice would you like to share with people working on synthetic media?
I would say I would tell them to be imaginative. Nowadays, almost anything can be done, at least technologically. And I think that in all the programmation, all the programming world, and especially in artificial intelligence or similar technologies, the open source community is very strong, and it has the possibility to, like I said, make almost anything. Those workers should watch out legislations in different countries to ethically not make any kind of mistakes. And as I can speak for the European Union, they should especially take into account the GDPR, the General Data Protection Regulation, and the new Artificial Intelligence Act, that it can in some way limit the that creation. I think that in a necessary way, but as I said, anything can be done technologically, but maybe not everything can be done legally.
Great advice. And John, where can we learn more about synthetic media and your work on the subject?
I believe that the best way to learn synthetic media is the way I learned it. I learned it is from open source content, especially in different GitHub repositories that many people have liberated to the community to learn about it. And in my case, I would say to that startup that I helped to co-found, I believe that it can have a great success. And that's, I will repeat, it's called Bidext. And let's see if it continues to grow, although I'm not currently on it. And about my specific work, I'm planning to expand my GitHub, as I said before, but I'm currently with not much time. And I intend to post all my work in LinkedIn, especially.
Join us next week for a new episode by subscribing to the Synthetic Media Podcast. Check out my book about synthetic media on Amazon. Follow us on syntheticmediapodcast.com. This podcast was produced by Henrik de Cure. Music by Mattia Capelli. You enjoyed this podcast? Please leave us a 5-star review. And thank you for listening.